مبلغ for you is my prayer. مبلغ for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has said that a person who sends 1,000 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, he will not die till he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatum wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habib Allah. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we are Muslims. And our deen of Islam is the last religion, because this is the religion of the last prophet. There is no prophet after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is the last brick in the palace of prophethood. The palace was being built and there was place for one brick, and that is our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The institution of prophethood has reached its excellence, that there is no place for any improvement. So if anyone believes that there is any possibility for coming of any prophet after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in any sense of the word, he is absolutely out of the fold of Islam. There is no possibility for anyone to come after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a messenger of Allah, as a prophet of Allah. That door has been locked and the key is thrown away. So, if anyone comes and claims that I'm prophet or so and so is prophet, or if they change the meaning of the word and say no, they are the temporary prophet, or they are the extension of prophethood, or they are the shadow. As I said, in any sense of the word, that person has got no link with the deen of Islam. Since our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last Nabi, the deen which he has brought is the last deen, and there will be no other Nabi, there will be no other deen. Now, till the day of Qiyamah is one deen, and that is the deen of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completed his ni'mat of deen gradually. Human characters were developed gradually. So every prophet who came, he brought something new and added towards the improvement of human character. So each prophet made his contribution. And then when a prophet came and he gave his teachings, he explained, people changed it. It kept on happening. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not take the responsibility of protection of previous religions upon himself. He left the protection in the hands of people. People are weak, and due to his weak nature, he changed things, sometimes due to fear, sometimes due to greed, took bribery or did favor to some relatives, family, friends in order to suit their need. They changed things. So when they changed things and the time came that the true religion was not there anymore. It was just the name, but the creeds and the practices were vanished. Then with the excellent wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, another Nabi will come with another set of laws. So that was always a gradual improvement. So repair work will be done. Damages would be sorted out. A new Nabi will come and he will fix things. So again, the deen is fresh. Again, the innovations are removed. Again, the wrong beliefs are eliminated and the correct beliefs are established and brought in. Kept on happening. Right up to Isa alayhi salam, and you know that the method was still the same, that people are responsible, not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, Allah did not take direct responsibility. So people did the same thing when Isa alayhi salam brought Bible. They changed it. So when a book is changed, then the question mark is on every ayat. Because you don't know which is changed and which is not changed. So you cannot with certainty say that this is the divine order. So when you cannot say with certainty that this is the divine order, then there is no faith. Because faith is all about certainty. So then after Christianity comes Islam. So because Islam was the last religion, and in the divine plan and wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this deen must stay protected, unchanged. So he did not give the responsibility of its protection in the hands of people. Rather, he himself took the responsibility. Because his protection is perfect. Nobody can change. So therefore he says, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Surely, we have revealed Quran. Quran is the base of the religion of Islam. We have revealed the Quran and we are its protectors. That means we are going to protect it. We here is not a we of plural, but royal plural, which is in the meaning of singular, but in pronunciation it sounds plural. When an authority, an authoritative person says something, he would say, we did this, we said this. So it symbolizes the absolute power of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. So one must not misunderstand that why the word we is used in Quran Kareem. So the protection is given to Quran, and as I said, the basis of Islam is Quran. So this religion of Islam is protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the reason that till today nobody was able to change not even a single sign of Quran Kareem. Not even zair, zabar, pesh, fatha, kasra, damma, not at all. Allah protected Quran in the hearts of Muslims. Even if the Quran in the book form is no more there, people will write it again from their memories. This happened when the political prisoners were brought from Indonesia and Malaysia to Cape Town, and they were put in prison on Robben Island 300 years ago, and they were prohibited to bring Quran with them. They rewrote Quran from their memories. So this is because of the protection that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided to the deen of Islam, to Quran. So this is how he plans his things. The Quran is protected through huffaz, that is its text, its recitation. But the meaning, the deeper meaning of Quran, the ahkam, are protected through the mainstream scholars. And then as far as its tabligh is concerned, its propagation is concerned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made whole ummah responsible to take the message of Islam forward. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnasi ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkar, that you are best of the communities, you are best of the ummats. So what makes you best? Ukhrijat linnasi, you have been made, appeared, or you have been brought out for a particular task. And what is that task? Ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkar, you order goodness and you stop people from evil. So this is your speciality, this is your uniqueness, and for this reason you are exclusive and you are special, because you give da'wat, you give neki ki da'wat to people, you invite them towards the path of goodness, you stop people from evil. This is built in your nature. You are such ummat. That's your speciality, and this makes you the best. Because in previous ummats,
The propagation of religion was the responsibility of prophets or the scholars. But in this ummah, the propagation of deen is the responsibility of each and every ummati. So that's where you are different. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has appointed each and every one of you as his representative when it comes to spreading the deen. So don't think that only ulama are the custodians, or only scholars or peer sahabs or mufti sahabs, or they are the custodians. No, you, all of you, you are the custodians of the knowledge of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Any amount of knowledge, if you have even know one masla, where that masla comes from, who's the source of that masla, who is the origin of that masla? The origin of every masla of Sharia, every fact of Sharia is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you got his inheritance. Some got little, some got more, but all of you got his inheritance. So you are his representative. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Ballighu anni walau aya." Deliver on my behalf. I invite you to ponder upon the word "on my behalf." If you understand the meaning of it, you will be very pleased and happy. Deliver on my behalf, even if it is one issue of deen. So when you know one masla with certainty and you pass that to another Muslim, at that time you are a true representative of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam appointed you for that responsibility, and this is what makes you special. And for this reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls you kuntum khayra ummatin. You are the best of all the ummat, because you give neki ki da'wat, you call people towards the path of Allah as a ummat. Okay, individuals can do wrong things, or maybe individual can give other people invitation of evil. Individuals can stop people inviting towards the path of goodness. That can happen. But as a ummah, as a nation, you can't do that. It's not in your nature. As a ummah, you will never support an evil. You have noticed over and over that, you know, when something happens in the society and if it's bad, even if you are a bad person yourself, but as a society you will be condemning and you will be saying that this is bad, this should not have happened. Even though you yourself, you are a sinner maybe. Maybe you do the same thing. But as a society you will never support an evil. Other nations will do. I mean, drinking liquor is an evil thing in Christianity, but as a nation they have accepted it. But Muslim ummat as a nation will never tolerate an evil. They will always say no to the evil as a nation. So for this reason you are being praised in Quran Kareem, kuntum khayra ummatin. You are the best of the communities. You are best in comparison to other ummats. And of course, our reason to be best is neki ki daawat and burai se rokna. Neki ki daawat dena, burai se rokna. That's our reason. Now, if we have lost that, we don't invite people towards the path of goodness. हम अपने दोस्तों को दावत नहीं देते, रिश्तेदारों को चलो नमाज पढ़ें, या बीवी बच्चों को लेट्स गो रीड नमाज, गेट रेडी रीड नमाज, टाइम इज अप. या हमारे सामने कोई गुनाह हो रहा है, सम ईवल इज हैपनिंग एंड वी हैव द इन्फ्लुएंस, वी हैव द पावर टू स्टॉप इट. अगर हम उसको रोकते नहीं हैं, तो इट मीन्स दैट that special quality which makes us best is not befitting. So, hum us level se niche aa gaye. We started compromising. Maybe as an individual, as a ummat, as a community, as a nation, it's impossible. But as individual, hum aisa karte hain kabhi kabhi. To pata hai ki hamare ghar wale namaz nahi pad rahe ya koi burai kar rahe hain. We compromise with it. We just, assume that it's not happening. Aankhe band kar lete hain, wahan se chale jate hain. Neki ki daawat nahi dete. They became subjected to the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was one pious person. Angels asked, what should we do for him? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered that, give him double the punishment. Because others were jahils, they were ignorant. He was a learned person. He had my ma'rifat. He had my recognition. He enjoyed my closeness. But when people committed sins, he never felt the pinch. Uska dil ko takleef nahi hoti. He would never get angry. He would tolerate. He was okay with that. People are doing it. I'm not doing it. So even though he was not committing sins, but because he tolerated evils, he was also put to punishment. So, isliye, we have to realize this, that as a ummah, it's our responsibility to develop such mindsets that we must be able to invite people towards the path of goodness and stop them from evil. How would that happen if we don't know how to do it? Most of us, even if we want to do that, we don't know how to do it. We don't have much knowledge. We don't know how to speak. We never learned. Uske liye Dawat Islami. So Dawat Islami is made for this work. Come join with the work of Dawat Islami. There are programs, there are courses, there are different activities that take place whereby you learn how to give neki ki dawat, how to invite people towards the path of goodness, how to refrain and stay away from evils, and how to encourage other people to stay away from evil. So ye sab Dawat Islami ke mahol mein sikhaya jata hai. Aur ye zimmedari humko nibhani hai as a ummat. Bigad logon mein aa raha hai, guna badhte ja rahe hain. The evil is, loose everywhere. Shaitan har jagah guna ki daawat de raha hai. Aur guna jo shaitan phaila raha hai uske khilaf band bandhna hai humne, ummat ne, aashiqane rasool ne. So, ye hum sab ka fayda hai, hamari naslon ka fayda hai. Ye Allah ka shukr hai ke Dawat Islami, aashiqane rasool ki jamaat, ye aapke paas aa gayi. So please join the work of Dawat Islami and learn the work, daawat dene ke tareeke, bayan karne ke tareeke, logon ko samjhane ke tareeke, ki kuch bhi seekhe bagair nahi aata. You cannot know things without learning, without being coached by someone. So, alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami mein wo sab humko milta hai, Allah ke fazal se. To aapke mulk mein, shahar mein, Dawat Islami kaam kar rahi hai. To aap uska saath dein, haftawar ishtima hote hain, usme aaya karein. Madani kaafle hote hain, 3 din ke, Allah ki raah mein. Safar karein, deen seekhein. Ki bahut bade sawab ka kaam hai. Madani kaafle, I call them mobile madrasas, because they are not set at one place. You go at different places and you stay 3 days, 3 nights, and there's so much to learn. Aur utlubul ilma min al mahdi ila al lahd, seek knowledge from cradle to the grave. So that
تو ہمارے دین کی ٹیچنگز ہیں. سو وین وی گرو اپ اینڈ وی اڈلٹس دین نو بڈی ٹیچز اس. تو یہاں اب زیادہ ضرورت ہوتی ہے. وی نیڈ مور ایجوکیشن وین وی آر اڈلٹس. دین دیر آر مور ایشوز اینڈ دین وی نیڈ ٹو نو مور تھنگس. مائنڈز بیکم مور کیوریئس اباؤٹ مینی تھنگس. بٹ وی شٹ دا اپرچونیٹیز ڈاؤن اپون آور سیلوز. تو مدنی قافلوں میں سفر کرو, پڑھے لکھے لوگوں, دیندار لوگوں کے ساتھ دوستی کرو, ان کی صحبت میں بیٹھو. تو ان شاء اللہ اس میں ہماری دنیا بھی بہتر ہوگی, ہماری آخرت بھی بہتر ہوگی. اللہ ہمیں عمل کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ
وسلم. Ascending success, share success.